Are we kicked off? That's it. Right. I'm away. I'm not here.
Fuck off.
How are we getting on there? I'm starting with you, Owen.
Owen's nervous.
How did you do that?
What happened there?
Do what?
His headphones
just flipped.
I want that left in.
Yeah, well, it won't be.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's curry shops or something. Let's talk about something. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm away.
Yeah, where are you?
Either in Colombia or Peru. I'm not sure which
one. Now, listen to me. Don't eat the chicken and don't go on any motorbikes, yeah?
You should be saying, like, don't consume the local produce. It's Colombia.
Ooh. Is that cocaine and everything?
No, I wouldn't say.
Is that like, that's... Yeah.
Come on, just say it.
No.
Is that worth it? Like the delicacy?
I was reading about this fella the other day.
Go on.
In Ecuador. Oh, did you see this?
I'm going to need more information.
He's like Escobar, he is. He was locked up in prison, right? And it was like a hotel for him, wherever he wanted. In the hotel, yeah. They filmed a music video and all in this prison, and it's like the highest, what would you call that?
Maximum security.
Yeah, highest maximum security prison in Ecuador, yeah. This fella is filming music videos and all in, yeah. And he was getting transported there the other day and he escaped. Well, I think it was a while ago, but they're looking for him anyways.
Perfect.
Fido, I think his name is. Or Fido or something, look him up.
Sounds like some fella playing for Benfica, doesn't it?
Yeah, playing left wing, he is. But here's the go. Not, I don't mean he's the go, but I mean... How do you get away, like, in a maximum security prison?
Possibly. It's such a big stigma over there. They hate anything to do with Pablo Escobar. And they hate when tourists come and they're so braggadocious about it. I actually think it's mad that Pablo Escobar is held, like, in a celebrity status. Like, this fella was a terrorist. He blew up a fucking passenger plane.
Did he?
You know, yeah. Do you ever watch Narcos?
No, I think I started.
Narcos little.
I think I watched the fourth season.
But the amount of people he killed... Yeah, and it's just like people go on like Pablo Escobar is this like legend, Robin Hood kind of figure. He wasn't. And they hate him in Colombia. And they hate when people come to see his gaff and his grave and they don't sniff off his gravestone and all. They hate all that. Do you know what I mean? And
they do sniff off his gravestone?
People do that, yeah. So, you're looking at, I want to double check that.
I don't want to give me the nod, yeah?
No, you carry on there. I'm looking up your friend Fito in Ecuador.
I wouldn't call him my friend, no. That's defamation.
But anyways,
not for you.
Amy's flat out in the gaff on Duolingo. She's trying to learn Spanish, so she's learning all the basics there.
Hola.
Yeah, hello, thank you, please, table for two, give me my passport back, that's, I'm Irish, that kind of buzz. Learn all that in Spanish. So I think we'll have the fundamentals covered there.
Wait,
so your man Fito,
now we on the right fella, yeah?
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, he's leading. I think he has 27 goal contributions.
Jose.
He got 44 years, did he?
He did. Jose, yeah. Adolfo Macias. In September, he was being moved between prisons. So he basically controlled one wing in a prison and they wanted to move him to a smaller maximum security prison they had.
They're finding maximum security, though, over there. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, with money. The fella was doing everything he wanted, wasn't he, Al? Job I read that on Sky News the other day. I don't even know why I have the Sky News app, but it's just giving me every now and then I get a notification that looks interesting.
I'm watching around the Found of Terrence and a notification comes in. He just 15 dead? What? Are you not on the way into the studio? Yeah, bro, 15 dead in a bomb blast in Peru. All right, thanks, Terrence.
4,000 police and soldiers moved him.
And he still got away?
And he got away?
This is in September they moved him and then like last week he got away.
It's actually mad to think, isn't it? Like them, like Narcos groups, they just like do what they want and like no government, no army can actually do anything about it.
Why
like,
can't
they? Are their own army.
So see when I was reading about this the other day, I was reading about it and it was like him and his whole crew were in there and they're running the prison, yeah? And the prison guards are afraid of them because they're outnumbered by them, yeah? Hmm. I was like, why not just fuck them into different prisons? So they're not all in the one gaff going to run the
as
show.
Well. You ever see how much money that the Sinaloa cartel, isn't that the one in Mexico? Is it Sinaloa?
Yeah, it's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, how much money they have. They have enough money to be like their own state. Like
organized crime is the fifth largest employer in Mexico.
Organized crime?
Up to 185,000 people.
And if crime fighting isn't higher than that, there's a problem. Yeah, like people will more people to fight.
People Brian. Will be in the police and the army in Mexico and be highly trained, and then the cartel will be like, "Well, we'll give you a better salary, better benefits, yeah. and all this, and come over and join us."
That's mad.
Do you know they own the avocado industry as well because there's so much money yep. to be made from exporting avocados. So they were like, "Fuck selling drugs, just sell this
avocado."
Yeah, and it's legal. So like, no one's checking an avocado shipment for drugs. Well, sorry, they are, but no one's confiscating a shipment. I mean, and they're selling avocados.
You were asking earlier, I think, about how much cocaine Colombia exports.
Yeah.
So it's in 2022, it was $18.2 billion, which was only slightly behind the $19.1 billion that they exported in oil. So it's on its way. It's trending towards becoming the country's biggest export.
Oh, my God.
Even boys. Now. Like, imagine yeah. what it was like in the 80s.
Oh, I think it's bigger now.
Bigger now than it was in the 80s.
Yeah, it's global now, yeah.
I mean, do you know back when Pablo Escobar was at the height of his powers?
Mm.
Like, they couldn't put a wraps on it. Yeah. And imagine how much they were exporting every day then.
Mm.
Surely couldn't. Was he not making something like 200 million a day at one stage, you were saying? Like, remember, he had so much money he couldn't count it. And like,
yeah.
Still he was born in money and all, wasn't he?
To keep his family warm, yeah. And they watch Narcos, they do all that. They cover
I think I've seen the four seasons.
You know, there's still farmers in Colombia now. They go out and they'll plough a field and they'll find barrels full of like hundreds of thousands of whatever the money is.
They used to spend $2,500 a month on elastic bands to hold the money together.
That's fucking ridiculous. That's ridiculous, boys.
Right, have you got any questions, actually? That's what we do on this bonus episode. People are sending in questions and they're like, them fucking cunts are talking about pigs and elastic bands.
We're talking about the economics of the cartels.
Yeah.
Actually, interesting, to be fair.
There was some stat. I'd say it's even worse now. Sinaloa cartel has operations in more than 50 countries around the world.
Yeah, as well.
Including this one, yeah.
What is it?
Sinaloa cartel, the biggest cartel in Mexico. 50 countries they're in.
Are they in Israel?
They're in Kerry.
Yeah, they're in Kerry, yeah.
Are they in Kerry?
The Sinaloa cartel, their annual revenue estimates range from 3 billion to 39 billion a year.
How many annual leave days would you reckon they give you if you walked on them?
I'd say it's a pretty good package.
Yeah. Well, I'll drop
How
a CV
are you
in.
Thinking about it?
Own the own podcast for the cartel. That's defamation. We sell drugs and kill people. I know, but I'm cutting that.
I don't know. I could see the cartel being easier to deal with than you two.
Whoa. Defamation. Speculation.
Not defamation.
Speculation.
You can't be sure either way.
Can we get that cut from the record, Your Honor?
Okay, do you want a question?
Go on then.
Keith says.
And Keith, a terrible name.
The poor basic. Man has written into your podcast.
I know, but you should know better. Give yourself a good name. Call yourself
right.
Alejandro.
Calvin.
Great name.
I like Calvin, man.
It's on me jocks.
Yeah, we know.
Can't.
Keith says he's a big fan of the podcast.
Good up, Keith.
He might not be anymore.
Fuck.
He has an irrational fear of drunk people eating kebabs and it ending up all over them. He says, it makes me sick. I don't know if it's just because I don't drink, but my zinger for you is, would you rather every time you eat food, it ends up all over you? Or would you rather only be able to eat your food in small nibbles and it takes you ages to finish every meal?
Oh, I feel like I'm in the first part anyways. Like, I think that happens out of my control. Like, I'd often eat something and I'd be careful and then we'd get in the car and Amy would look at me and laugh and she'd be like, it's all over your nose and all. And I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
But imagine it just
the sauce all over you. Yuck, me eyebrows and all.
Imagine I'm wearing a brand new tracksuit. You can't eat that day.
And do you know what else I hate? Slow eaters.
Like you'd have to get changed into a pair of like eating clothes.
Overalls. Like,
yeah.
Look, you're going to do a Nick's and paint someone's cap.
Just eating.
You're not. You're just having a snack box.
I'm going with
I hate slow eaters though. I hate it. Nothing worse than
having you're the fastest eater I've ever seen.
I know.
But you don't enjoy food.
I love
food. You look like you're eating food in a hurry all the time.
I know. And do you know what's mad? I don't do it intentionally. I just eat.
No, I know. But they're large old bites. You're obese though.
Can we actually talk about this?
He got diagnosed.
I got me measurements taken. Mm-hmm. And me BMI came back down. I'm obese. Like, what? Are you on the wind-up? Me? Obese?
So you're fat and he's short?
Essentially, yeah.
Fuck me, man. That hurts me, that boys. It hurts me because I thought I was close at 6 foot.
Yeah, so I done my BMI, and you know why the BMI is like if you're under 20, you're malnourished, and if you're over 25, you're obese. I'm like 25.8 or something like that, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. But rugby players, surely all rugby players are obese then, based off BMI. BMI is a load of bollocks. How about that?
What is BMI? What is that? Body mass index.
Yeah.
And what's that mean?
It takes in your height, your weight, and probably your age or something, I think it is.
And nothing got to do with like muscle or...
No. That's well, why well, rugby players... No, it's just a weight. It's just a number.
Yeah, it's just not...
So, like, so this is the thing, right? I was 85 kilo getting the measurements done. Yeah. And of the 85 kilo, 42 kilo of that was muscle. So nearly half of my body mass weight is muscle. And it says, no, you're obese.
You've let yourself go. If you're going to be juicing, you have to be lifting.
So I thought he was going to hear as well. A little fact, he's just like, you let yourself go and you shrunk.
And you know what made it worse? My dog went to vet today and the vet said that my dog's obese.
Now I can say it. I've met Bruno.
Oh, Bruno's no, a little
Bruno free. Looks like he's seen better days.
Fuck off you, the neck of you. The fucking neck of you. My bollocks.
If I had kids or daddy said that about my child, I swear to God.
That dog is in the nick of his life.
He's a lovely dog, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, listen.
But he just looks like...
Did you see the video he posted the other day? On? No. Fucking deadly. He has the field in a cup. And he says, where's the field going? Bruno runs over and he starts slapping the ball with his paw. Fucking deadly. My dog won't even give me the blaming paw. He goes around eating sofas and all.
What's the most intelligent dog breed? There you go.
Alistair.
No.
The basis of him being obese was he got weighed in July and he was 16 kilo and now it's April and he's 19 kilo. But I was like, the dog's nearly a year older. Plus he was like nearly a puppy at that stage. Now he's like an adult in dog years. So he's 3 kilo heavier and the vet was like, no, your dog's a fat cunt. So now me and Amy are in the gap being like, you let yourself go. You'd want to get out on a walk. Cunt gets walked twice a day. There's no treats for him.
Bruno will have hunting on serious timber.
He's on a blatant PT program. That's what it is. His BMI is through the roof as well. Don't lift weights. Your BMI goes up. But what's the most intelligent breed of dog?
A Doberman.
Nope.
No, it's got to be something small.
No.
Right, hang on.
Mid-sized.
Mid-sized.
A staff?
Is it a hound?
No.
Staff's a tick.
No, they're not, bro. We had a staff years.
It's a working dog.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to think.
Goy dog?
No.
So it's not Labrador?
No.
The sniffer dogs?
Cocker Spaniel.
These are all high up in the list. Like German Shepherd is third. Poodle is second.
Fuck off.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the list I'm looking at anyway. No. Border Collie.
I wouldn't have got that down.
As in a sheepdog?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Very intelligent dogs. I have one of them.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Where's it now?
He's gone now.
Wasn't that smart then, was he?
Well,
Phil, slag my dog.
I didn't slag your dead dog.
No dead dog slaggings in the boys. Dead fathers can get it. No dead dogs leggings in this studio. Boys, you have an awful bleeding yoke with dogs now. I never gave a fuck about dogs until I got a dog. And now every dog I see, I swear to God, I'm like one of them ticks that walk down the road.
Oh,
kind of
hey,
you know. Dog and all. I'm like that walk down the road. Mad creepy, you know. I'm like, that's some jacker, can I rub him? Boys, I love dogs now. I've had dogs over the years, but you would never my dogs, do you get me? But now I have my own little blade yoke and I love it.
Would you love to get another dog?
No.
I'd love to get a German Shepherd.
This of one dog forever, so I'm trying to make the most of whatever years I have.
Yeah.
Because she's the last I'll ever have. I'll
never love again.
I'm
going to die a widow. Is it a widower, isn't it? If you're a male, it's a widower.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
To me?
Him.
Tell him I said he's a widower.
You shouldn't have did that, honestly.
No, he slagged my dog.
I said your dog had let himself go. I didn't take joy in his demise, his death.
His demise? You're saying he's on the downward slope? The fella's...
I know,
descending.
I said he'd seen better days.
He hadn't.
I didn't say anything.
Dog's in the nick of his fucking life.
No dead dog. Boys, that's the only line. Nothing after that in here is acceptable in my eyes.
Do you want another question?
Go on, then.
Okay. Another question for you.
Sorry, I think I'd still take it back to Keith's question. How did we get to talking about dogs from Keith's question about bleeding food going all over you? I think I'd take the food all over me because it does go all over me either way. Hey, slow ears. I can go and get changed while you're finishing your food. There you go. How about that?
Yeah.
Did you pick one?
Nibbling. Boys, I have a spot on me lip. Not a cold sort of spot.
Do you shave it?
No, I don't shave. How's your spot on your bleeding lip?
I do get to them sometimes and shave and it'll be on your lip. Like
it's
that.
Literally on your lip, yeah. It's a killer.
Poxy.
I actually enjoy the pain of it all as well.
Kira has a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather a shockingly bad haircut, or a very obvious dye job.
Dye job.
Mm. So you suddenly have jet black hair.
Why can't I get a dyed anyways?
I don't know, but it's really obvious how Terry dyes his hair now.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the stigma things. Like, oh, if I go with grey, next to all his hair is just jet black. I take the bad haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's only for a short period, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until your hair grows back, and then for, let's say, 4 weeks.
Whereas I think the dye thing is more of, it's like playing on your insecurities then.
But like, does it have to be a complete opposite dye? Like, yeah.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
It has to be obvious.
Yeah. Bad haircut, oh. Bad haircut. But a bad haircut ruined your week as well.
Like a really bad haircut.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. I went and I got a fucking four all over or something, yeah. And got a load of lines all through my head.
How fast that stripes like?
Yeah. All through my head years ago.
Oh, right.
She said, go and get a V. That's what we used to get. I think that was the kill thing back in the day, wasn't it? The V.
A little V, yeah.
Go up. And asking for the fucking V. I think it was only a 5 up haircut back then as well, wasn't it? Asking for the fucking V. And I came back with that well.
Upended. Did you see there was a fella, and I seen it online, but he has like a receding hairline. And he had like a wordy fringe, but it was really long to his eyebrow, so he needed to get it done. And he went in, he explained the situation to the barber, and he's the image of Hitler. He had like a Hitler haircut. He cut it too far back and then brushed it to the side. Oh, it's hilarious looking, boys. Bad haircut. I don't like when fellas have a receding hairline, so they grow their fringe right down to cover it. You know what I mean? Do something else for it, like, to shave it. I think that's a bad haircut.
Get out ahead of it.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're better off.
Terrence is thinking, hey, look at.
Look, he's lost in his own little world. Are you all right there?
He's trying to think of who has a bad haircut.
Sure. No, I wasn't even thinking.
Do you want another question?
Yeah.
Another question. This is from Brendan.
Brendan. Come on. Come on, Brendan. Come on, Brendan.
Do you know what we're going to do? I promise you. Hell. Next week's episode, we're not going to slag anybody's names.
Nobody's going to put their name on another question.
Do you know what we need to do for a bonus episode? There's a fireman that keeps pulling me, boys. He keeps chanting to me every time I see him. Yeah? What's it called? Nicknames for people. And I know it's been done on other podcasts, but like, get good nicknames for people. Like, some fella walked with a limp and they called him the Sniper's Nightmare and all, but it's like, that's very funny. Yeah. Some fella got shot in the chest with a shotgun, they called him Paolo. So if you have any good nicknames for people over the years, original ones as well, don't send us ones that. But they were just two of the fucking popular ones, you get me? But fucking Brendan's a bad name. Go on now.
Yeah, send your best nicknames with the backstory, talking bollocks.
Yeah.
Go out now.
We'll get some belters out of that.
All right, so Brendan's one.
Go on.
Poor Brendan.
He's not under the age of 40, by the way.
He's a big... I don't know. He didn't put an age on it. He's a big fan of the podcast.
Have you got friends named Brendan?
Yeah, at least one friend called Brendan.
At least one.
At least one. One of them, you're not good to.
Good one, yeah.
He's that magnet.
I've seen him in a while, yeah. Anyway, Brendan says, my mate asked me this and I can't decide. Hopefully you can give us some help. Would you choose to live every day of the rest of your life outdoors or inside your current home?
Oh, you can't leave the gaff ever?
No.
You have to pick outdoors.
You have to pick outdoors.
Outdoors, every kind of weather. I know. Permanently.
You'd come up with, like, you're allowed to have a shelter, like, obviously.
Yeah, you can do what you want once you're outdoors. But I'm still not taking outdoors.
You say that like that's the legal position in this country. Yeah. You can do what you want once you're outdoors.
No, but I mean, like, I'll even give him that and you're still wrong if you take that, in my opinion.
What? Indoors?
Outdoors.
You're wrong if you take outdoors?
Where are you even washing, bro? Where are you washing yourself? You're washing yourself in rivers now.
Yeah, you'll find an outdoor shower.
Where are you brushing your teeth and all, bro?
You find people live outdoors, bro.
Bro, sometimes you brush your teeth 3-4 times a day. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You'll always brush them twice a day. Yeah.
I've brushed mine twice already and then I'll have to do them again tonight.
So this is my point. I've brushed mine twice today. I'll brush them again later on. Yeah. Depending on what you eat, but then I could brush them 4 times today. Yeah. You get me?
But there's outdoor showers. Port Marnock has an outdoor shower.
What if you're in town, bro?
Don't live in town.
So you're just going to live outdoors in Port Marnock forever? Owen, you're not taking outdoors. I don't give a bollock.
So wait, you're living in your gaff and Sony Bata now forever.
Can do the same thing what I do every day. I can do the podcast.
No, you can't leave the gaff.
From the gaff? Ring me on Zoom, pal. I can do the...
You'd go mad.
You would go mad.
What, in the gaff?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hold on. Give us on the other side of this fence. Or he's playing devil's advocate.
No, we're on the other side of the fence, as in, what, outdoors? What, outside? I'm taking it.
You're taking outdoors?
Yeah.
I think
you'd have to. Fuck off, Alan. Your wife and kids and all.
Yeah, they can come visit.
In the winter, they can only see it in the cold.
I just live in the garden.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal.
Fuck off. Of course it is.
Where do you think we're living, by the way?
Play Call of Duty.
We play through the window.
Wait.
You can play outdoors.
I don't want, I have to bring
can't
it.
Can't play Call of Duty or never feel rain on your face again.
Public sex forever on. No, but take it into consideration. Think about that.
You can
forever.
Do it in the back garden.
But I mean, it's still out in public forever, man.
It's in the back garden. This brings me on to something I wanted to talk
you
about.
You don't even have a back garden, pal. But don't be giving me that shy.
She will. People have done it. People have done it outdoors.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying forever. You're never going to...
Point it is wrong.
So for the next 60 years, you're pacing back and forth in that...
On Call of Duty. Now, I'm trying to think, shower, right? Brush my teeth out of sink.
But people do live outdoors.
Sleep in a bed. I know they sleep outdoors.
Well, you can sleep outdoors in a bed, in a cot or something. You can make a makeshift shelter. You're still technically
you'll
outdoors.
You'll get very good at this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's bollocks.
You become a good survivalist.
You always have watched too much of your man who does all this and he drinks the piss and all.
Gabriel.
Definitely.
I haven't watched him.
Yes, I've watched too much.
I have a question for you, lads, yeah?
Go on.
So, you know, we've all walked around the gaff and the nip and all, yeah? I live in apartments that face a main road and now I live high up in them and you'll be conscious. Go on.
Before you go any further, we've been in your gaff and we've caught a fella masturbating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in my gaff.
No, he wasn't masturbating in Calvin's corner, in the sit-down.
He lived across the road and I lived in above.
And we were just like, pull the blinds.
We're just talking and your man was lying down in the bed. Punching the belly off himself.
Gone, are it. Hard hand.
Red raw. And hey, what did he do when he finished? Just turned off a little nap. And I understood it. He said the burning 400 calories.
But pull the blinds on, especially if you're in the apartment block.
And he's facing the road. He's on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And it's a main road there.
I would say, come on, pal.
But
how long were you watching for?
So my question
8 minutes. Solid. No blinking.
Right. My question is, you know, the way you want around the gaff and the nip or whatever, you're only able to shower. Whose fault is it? Am I entitled to walk around the gaff and nip? Like, where does the line go? After the second floor, the third floor? Because my opinion is, if you live higher than 3 stories, yeah, and someone catches you walking around the nip, that's on them. What are you doing looking up there?
I always say is you'll pay your rent like everyone else in that gaff.
But if you're high enough, should you not be entitled to walk around the nip? It's more weird for someone else looking up. What are you doing looking up here? It's my gaff, like.
People do that, bro.
No, I won't. Do you know what the point I'm trying to make? Like, if you live in a 2-story gaff, like a normal semi-detached gaff or whatever, I'd say, fair enough, you should be pulling curtains and blinds there. But I think if you go, where do you go? Above that tree, the 3rd story, why are you down looking up in the window? You weird, are you? I think you should be able to do whatever you want.
I don't.
I don't think you can make anywhere off limits for someone to look.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, if I'm on the top floor of Liberty Hall and I'm in the nip, and people look at him and say, look at him in the nip. I'm like, what are you doing looking up here, you weirdo? Should be allowed to be in the nip up here.
You can't call someone a weirdo for looking up. They just looked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't be staring in the window.
No, but if you look
staring
up...
staring in the window. There's someone in the nip in the window.
Yeah. So what are you doing looking at me then? I'm in the nip.
Well, you looked at your man.
So how many floors...
You actually did. You were the one who noticed it. But I wasn't the one being nosy that day. You were like, look at your man over there. Let one off in his bedroom. Where else are you going to let one off? Poor fella in the privacy confines of his own gaff. I'm sure he's paying the rent there.
So are we wrong for looking?
That's what I'm asking. But in fairness, we were looking down. We were above him. Do you know what I mean? We could only look one way. I think it's weird if you're living a gaff or in a building that's above 3 stories, you should be allowed to walk around there wherever you want in the nip. Without having to worry about privacy. That's my take.
How do you enforce this?
This is just Calvin O'Brien.
Because my thing is, sometimes
you're such an egomaniac. Yeah, you're like, don't look.
If
me
you
in the
look
eye.
Up, you're wrong.
Yeah, don't look at me, peasant.
Yeah,
listen to me.
Go on.
People been, not
I
even a little
get dressed.
Look out our own eyes anymore.
I
look at the floor.
We live in this apartment. Like I'm walking past, looking at your feet, because Calvin O'Brien lives there.
Listen to me, Don't pull the blinds on and get in the shower.
We gathered.
No,
that,
Calvin, we heard that a long time ago.
You didn't need to spell that out for us.
So if anyone ever says, hey, your man off the podcast, do you want to see the flute on him? Like, yeah, well, don't be looking up, you weirdo, yeah.
Oh, somebody looked up. Fucking locked him up.
Yeah. It's not on me then to cover up, is what I'm saying. It's on you for looking up, you weirdo, yeah. No?
Yeah, I'm well wrong, yeah.
There's any other questions?
Yep. Audrey tells us they've had murder over this in her house lately, right?
I like when they start with that one.
Yeah. Is a burger a sandwich?
No.
Wait, what?
Is a burger a sandwich?
No.
It's a burger.
A burger's a burger. It's a...
Yeah. It has its own thing on the menu. That's why, do you ever look at the menu and it'd be like starters, burgers, pizzas, sandwiches has its own section on a menu as well.
An item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with a filling between them.
It's the definition of a sandwich.
That's a burger.
What's the definition of a burger then?
I think that's the thing that's in the middle. It's the burger.
Yeah, the patty.
So,
burger is meat or other food made into a round, fairly flat shape, usually eaten between two halves of a bread roll.
So there you go. It's a different definition to me, pal.
Oh, I think the dictionary actually might define a burger as a sandwich.
Dictionary's wrong though. Don't ask ChatGPT. Are you?
General consensus is that yes, a burger is just a subset of the sandwich family.
Not having it.
It's hard to take. Now, I agree, but just in the literal term.
Yeah, I know, Terry. Is a burger a sandwich?
No, I'm not having it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not buying it. Audrey, I'm not having the love. So,
Audrey, you sound like a lovely woman, but a burger is not a sandwich. Has its own section on the menu. There's sandwiches and there's burgers. Mm. Why do you not look at sandwiches and be like, yeah, I'll take the cheeseburger? Doesn't work that way. You look at sandwiches, it says BLT, club sandwich, ham sandwich, whatever that sandwich is. And then on burgers, it'll be like classic hamburger, chicken burger, whatever. So if they're partitioned on the menu for a reason.
Mm. Yeah. I suppose it's a burger. A burger is a sandwich in the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law, as I'd say.
There you go.
There you go.
Like that. See that? You're a man of fucking wisdom.
Yeah.
You are on.
Isn't that what they say?
See that? See, if we went to college.
Knowledge is known. A burger is a sandwich, but wisdom is known that it's not. It's not really, but like. That's not what the saying is. I tried to apply it. It doesn't work that way. It works better when you say tomato.
Well, what's it happening now?
Knowledge is known. Tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is known not to put it in a fruit salad.
Lost me again.
It takes two wipes to know that you need a third. But it takes a third wipe to know that you only needed two.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I get that.
Terrence is going to college.
See, I don't understand. On a serious note, how you went to college, studied computer science, and you have all these words and all, and you're always like, that's down to education.
It is.
Learning them.
We literally had this conversation with Katrina.
I know, but I don't get it. I feel like I have to go and do poetry to come out speaking like that. Going to college, yeah.
But you're an articulate man. You just don't give yourself credit for it.
You don't give him credit for it.
I don't give him credit for it.
One half of the voice of a generation.
Some generation.
Right, that's it for this week's bonus episode. Hopefully I'm still alive. And we'll be back next week. See you later.
Boom!
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
The Hypnotist.